The Smithsonian's National Museum of American History has announced an ambitious new project. It's starting a major collection that will trace the history of hip-hop.
Some hip-hop pioneers joined museum officials to make this announcement, among them Afrika Bambaataa. Bambaataa's getting so fucking hot. Grandmaster Flash.
And Ice-T. And when you talk of DJs, forget the rest. NPR's Margot Adler attended yesterday's announcement.
In a tiny room in the New York Hilton, hip-hop artists, museum officials, and the media gathered. Two tables were piled with a few of the artifacts the artists had donated. Posters, T-shirts, mixers, boomboxes, records, CDs, and diaries. Standing somewhat incongruously in a smart gray suit and gold tie, the Smithsonian's director, Brent Glass, was surrounded by hip-hop artists in bulky coats, black shirts, and sunglasses, including Ice-T, Grandmaster Flash, Afrika Bambaataa, Russell Simmons, and Kool Herc. Glass said it was appropriate that this museum would create and house a collection that would trace hip-hop from its emergence in the 1970s in the neighborhoods of the South Bronx to what has become a global phenomenon affecting fashion, sports, and technology, as well as music.
The National Museum of American History is unique. This is the only museum in the country, the only museum in the world, that has the mission of telling the whole story of American history.
It is fitting, Glass said, that a museum that houses the Star-Spangled Banner and the Woolworth lunch counter where the first civil rights sit-in took place will now house such a collection.
The history of America cannot be told without America's music. America's music is the soundtrack of American history.
Seven hip-hop artists spoke, many spilling out their life stories and several wanting to explain away misconceptions about hip-hop and to put rap in context. Afrika Bambaataa said rap didn't come out of nowhere. You can take it back, he said.
To Gil Scott Heron or the Last Poets. We could take it back to Cab Calloway with Heidi Heidi Ho. We could take it back to Sly and the Family Stone if you listen to the Dance to the Music album. You could take rap back to many of y'all who seen The Music Man by Robin Preston when he talked about, oh, we got trouble right here in River City.
And he gave a score of other examples. Ice-T, known for gangster rap, told the media he himself had come out of a life of crime and had once wanted to be a pimp. That he wasn't glorifying violence, but telling the truth of what was out there on the streets. When you talk to guys in prison, he said, they won't listen unless they believe you are real.
You can't be positive until you meet somebody positive. If you're dealing with cats that's robbing banks, that's all you talk about all day long. The one thing about gangster rap that's really important, no matter how negative it may be, there is a mindset in the street like that.
And you can't pretend it doesn't exist. You have to start where people are. The last speaker was an artist named Crazy Legs, who said, what I am proud of is my son will take his lady and his kids someday to the museum and check out his dad. The project is expected to cost as much as $2 million and to take up to 5 years to complete. By the summer, there should be a small exhibition at the museum. Traveling exhibitions will come later. Museum officials have yet to raise the money, which will come from private donors. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.